Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
Well, let's start planning that next vacation. Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel joins us. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
A lot of people love planning a cruise, don't they?
They do. They do. And we do a great job of planning cruises, but I do want to... I think what we'll talk about is kind of the steps of planning a cruise and putting it together and what we do versus, you know, what you can do with a cruise line directly. But realistically, I love when people book their cruise and then call me for air. It's like it's easier to do the whole package.
Right. And that's what I think a lot of people forget is they book the cruise like, great. Hey, we're going on a cruise. And it's leaving from Miami, so now we got to get there or wherever it's leaving from. Like, the cruise is not leaving from Port Huron.
No.
You do see those cruise ships go by, but you're not going to catch the boat here.
No. So, you know, basically what people think about is, oh, we're going to do a cruise. Well, you can book a cruise, Alaska, Europe, Caribbean, anything, a year and a half, almost 2 years in advance. So some of the main things you have to do is, first of all, think about when you want to go and when it works best for that location. Mm-hmm. And like Alaska, obviously, is summer, April through October. Caribbean is more. You want to go more in the wintertime, obviously. And Europe is, again, the summer and that. But when you're planning it, it's not just about the 7-day cruise or the 10-day cruise or even the 2-week cruise. Mm-hmm. It's about the portions before and after.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I always say to everybody is figure out how long you want to be gone. Mm-hmm. So then you can pick your cruise. Because if you say you only want to be gone 7 days, well, then you're doing a 7-day cruise. Mm-hmm. You're not doing any hotels, nothing. But then at that point, you have to think about where you want to be on the ship. And one of the most important things that I have found is that you don't want to be above you or below you a pool, a bar, a restaurant, because they start dragging chairs out at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning to clean the floors and or bars are up till 2-3 in the morning. I was in a room once, was near a bar, which I never even noticed the bar in the plan, and it was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was till 2 a.m. every morning, boom, 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 boom. So that's important. And then you want to know what side you're going to be on. Like if you're going southbound or northbound, let's say Alaska, do you want to be on the port side to see the land? Do you want to be, you know, on mm-hmm. the other side to see the, you know, the ocean and the whales? Who knows?
And I'm sure the price for the rooms is different based on the location, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And so if you're looking at the cheapest room on the ship, say, wow, what a great deal.
Yeah.
Book it. Well, there's probably a reason that it's the cheapest room.
You can click on it on the websites of the cruise line, and you can see how many square footage. And just even click 3 or 4 rooms down from that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's 100 square feet difference.
Okay.
You know, so that – and you wonder why it's $100 difference. It's worth the $100, mm-hmm. you know. So then also, for some people want to be near the elevators or near the staircase. Some people don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be right there where the elevators go ding all night long, mm-hmm. you know. But if you have trouble walking, you may not want to be near there. Those are where the handicap ones are.
Yep.
So, you know, a good reminder, again, those are the cheaper rooms because people don't want to be in the gathering area, you know. Balcony versus a window mm-hmm. or versus an inside cabin. Again, if you don't mind not seeing any sunshine, because there's none, you can have an inside cabin. There's not many of those, but if you're traveling with a family, you could be on the ocean side and they could be on the inside. A balcony is a preference. I've been fortunate enough to have balconies whenever I've been on a big ship mm-hmm. and really never used them.
Okay.
Because I'd rather like leave and go up and mm-hmm. go see it outside mm-hmm. and be outside and have breakfast or whatever, but that's totally up to you. But then it gets down to the nitty-gritty. If you're going to do a land portion, are you going to go to Alaska and do the train to Denali and do a land tour? We can either – Princess will put it all together for you, and we'll do that, and we'll do the train, the land tour with them. The cruise lines do pre and post. So let's say you want to do like the train before the cruise, which I prefer mm-hmm. because get the running around and the packing and unpacking done and then get on the ship and unpack and then
sure.
you can get laundry done.
Yeah.
But also they will do the transfers. They'll get you the train if you're going down to Whittier. We can do all that for you with the cruise line, get it all organized. Then you have to decide, do you want the drink package? Not a drink package. Wi-Fi. I have clients that say no packages, but then they start to piece all the drinks and the Wi-Fi and the gratuities all together. Yeah. It's a much better deal doing a package.
There you go.
Even if you're not going to drink that much, it includes coffee, it includes pop, it includes other things other than the alcohol.
Yeah. A lot of options. And I think, you know, sometimes people will book a cruise on their own because they got something in the mail.
Yes.
This looks like great. You can bring that mailer to St. Clair Travel, right?
Absolutely. We have if we don't have that discount, we have more discounts. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of options for that. But then we also can save you money along the way with the other things, which is great. If you get that Viking brochure in the mail or that Norwegian or Royal Caribbean, you know, past guest thing, and we can offer all of that. Mm-hmm. And we also sometimes offer onboard credit, like $50 per person or $100 per person. We have some promotions running ourselves for our clients. But I think one of the most important things is the app. Once we book a cruise and you get signed in, we have to download that app, mm-hmm. because that's where your meals are. That's where you can plan your meals. That's where you can plan your excursions. Everything is on that app. Mm-hmm. Your documents come to the app, but I print documents. I don't want you guys going anywhere without paper in your hand.
Yeah.
Because my phone, when I was in getting on the trip in Rome, no, where was it? Athens. My phone wouldn't hook up. And thankfully, it took a little bit, but they just, you know, went through all the steps and I got on. But yet, if I would have had the paper, I would have had my questions answered.
Yep.
I would have known what I was doing.
All right. So lots of options when it comes to cruising.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun putting those trips together too, isn't it?
It really is. You know, another thing is if you wanted to do land, we do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can piece that together for you. A lot of people that want to go to Europe. I think the one thing I want to say is when you're looking at Europe, look at it as it's the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to London, you want to go to Rome, and you want to go to Barcelona. Well, that'd be me saying you're going to go from Detroit to Tampa, Tampa to San Diego. That's crazy. You don't want to spend time in an airport. You don't want to spend all day on a train. Even though you think looking outside is going to be beautiful, it gets really long.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a lot of times people think that they're only going to go to Europe once.
Yes.
Well, I'm never coming to Europe again, so I want to hit all these different things. It's still going to be there. You could still
exactly.
make another trip to Europe. And that's probably a better way to do it than trying to take in too much at once.
I've had so many people say, we had a wonderful time, but it was busy.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to hear that you went and you enjoyed it and you took it all in. Me personally hate the airport experience. So for me to fly from London to Rome, that's a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a half a day. It's still a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You're hauling your luggage. And yes, you can take a train, but that's all day. It's an all-day experience.
Yeah.
But go to London, go to Paris, go down to Nice, or go to Amsterdam, London, and Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to the countries that are near each other. Like, you could do the south of France, take the train over to Italy, to Venice or Milan, and then you could do Italy.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ways to do it, and there's so many beautiful things to see in the countryside other than just in the big cities, you know?
Yeah. It takes planning.
It takes planning and it takes sitting down with someone to understand it. We have people come in, and right now, big thing is the Lions are playing in Munich.
Yes.
Yes. So people are calling about that. We can help you with that. Even if you're not going to the game, a lot of people just want to go and enjoy it. We can get you to Munich. We can get you air, hotel. Then if you want to see a little bit more of Germany or go somewhere else, we can help you do that. So, you know, ask us. We can do all this funny stuff. And you don't have to be able just to go to the game. You're not going there for 3 days.
Right.
You want to go and enjoy it. We can help hook you up with another part of a trip.
So if you want to go to Munich to see the Lions or book a cruise or go to the south of France.
We've got you.
Or Mackinac Island.
Yeah, we got you covered.
What do people need to do?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.